So with that said, Pastor Jacob, come on up. This is the second week that Jacob has been gone all week, and are you trying to torment me or something? Torture me, son? I'm hooked on our fellowship. But you know what? It's so cool. When you get a text from your son that says, "I miss you, Dad," that's cool. Yeah, I know, it is great. We got great fellowship. So Jacob's had a chance to fill me in a little bit on some of the fruit that we've seen this week in people's lives. And we know last week was great testimonies. We're going to take the next 25 minutes or so and give an opportunity to give God some glory.
Amen.
For the things that he's done. And so those of you that are going to share, keep in mind, you know, there's others that want to share. So as the saying goes, land the plane. You know, don't circle the airport, you know, give God the glory, but don't write a book, because again, we want people of opportunities that want to share.
Yeah.
But with that said, Jacob, why don't you go ahead and take the lead and let's hear what the Lord is doing. Amen.
Okay. I like what you just said. Give God the glory. Oh, you're leaving? Okay.
Amen.
You know, because that's what I was praying. You know, I really, guys, I want the Lord to receive so much glory for this week, because he's so worthy. And he did so much that made me adore him. That's really what happened. There's this quote, it says, "The goal of every journey is to be more in love with Jesus at the end than the beginning," right? And I can honestly say for myself, that's true. And I think, honestly, for everyone in the camp, it's true as well. My mom asked me the question. She's like, you know, a group of 16 people, was everyone actually touched? You know, like, was everyone? And I can honestly say yes. And I haven't been able to say that in any other, like, ministry that I've been a part of, where the Lord ministered to every person where they were at. Every person, I've seen every single person weep before the Lord this week. Every single person. I've never seen that before. I was weeping all day today and all day yesterday. And my beloved sister, she's like, the Lord, Bethany, you got to get up here, by the way, because you're going to be one of the people that talks. So you got to go up front. she said that, you know, she's like, the Lord has softened my heart so much, I don't know what to do, you know, like, and I can bear witness with that, where, like, I'm just like, oh, my heart is crushed because he's touched it, you know, such a good crushing. It's such an amazing, amazing experience with the Lord. So those of you who don't know what this week is about, it is about setting aside all things of the world and pursuing the face of Jesus. It's a lot about fellowship, but it's more about fellowship with our Father. And, you know, past camps, because this is the third one, it's usually like a power encounter that I usually share from up on stage. It's like that one moment where I'm like, what just happened? You know, like, it's always something like that. And it wasn't like that this week. I could share 10 different stories, but the Lord revealed himself in a much different way than I expected. He revealed his gentleness to us in a way that causes you to be in love. He caused, like, the word where it's his sweet aroma filled the room. That happened over and over again, where it was kind of like we would just be in awe of, like, Lord, you are too kind. You are too gentle. You are too loving to us. It's humbling. So I don't want to get into specific stories quite yet. I want to call people up and then we'll share. But God will be glorified tonight because he ministered this week and lives were changed. And I am just so excited for what the Lord has next. And Joanne, I'm sorry, you are first. This is Joanne's third time around at camp, so she gets the first testimony. Joanne, we had the opportunity on Friday. I prayed and picked four young ones to do like a 20-minute teaching on something that the Lord put in their heart, and Joanne's was on fire. Yeah. It was so good. It was on faith, and there was a lot of insightful things in it. Very proud of you, Joanne. That was really good, really good. So, Joanne, what has the Lord done in your heart this week? You can share a story, or you can just share what he's done in your heart.
He taught me how to fall in love with his Bible, the love letter that he wrote, and how to study it and to actually seek and to every detail of what, because it's very important to understand what he wrote for us. It's like a guideline for us for living, and that was on my heart. And I was very nervous teaching on faith, but I knew God was speaking to me through me on that. And I was very thankful for that, because we don't deserve him, but he chose us, we're supposed to choose him too, to choose him and to love him. So that was on my heart.
Mm. What happened Monday night, the first night?
Okay, I was supposed to brush that off, but that didn't work out well. So Monday night, I got to share something that was very personal. I always had trouble with the way I looked, and I always had trouble with eating, and I always had shame on my heart. And God showed me that I'm not supposed to have shame. Mm. That I'm not supposed to come to his holy place begging, but to realize that I have my name on the deed of the house. And that's how he worked through me on that day.
Yeah. You can say something. You know, that was the first evening where the Lord cleaned house. I love Ethan. He wants to be here tonight, but his family had a bunch of relatives in town, so we couldn't make it. But he's like, you know, I've been to four camps, and that usually happens on the last night. he's like, what happened the first night was the Lord really burned on our hearts that, you know, like what she said, you said it so well, Joanne, that we come to the Father, our Father, like beggars. We come to him with shame. We come to him thinking we're dirty, thinking we have to plead for his love. And we need to wash that mindset completely out. And we need to realize our adoption and that he paid the highest price so that we can enter boldly to his throne of grace. And it set the entire camp was from the first night, because people were no longer whimpering. They were coming as a son, coming as a daughter, and receiving his love. So, amen. Thank you, Joanne. Okay, Chelsea, can you come up, please? You don't have to sit, but okay, that's great. I'm a little nervous about this, to be honest with you, because it was the Lord did one of the most powerful things I've ever seen in Chelsea's life this week. It's really good. He's so good to you. Do you want to share? Okay.
No.
She wants me to. So Chelsea, the first night, speaking about the first night, people really opened up. You know, there was people that opened up about being molested at a young age. There was people opened up about how at a young age they walked in and saw their best friend hanging themselves. And there's many things that just breaks your heart, you know, when you hear it. And a lot about depression and so on. Well, Chelsea, she opened up about something that just caused all of us to respect her so much for being so bold and so honest, you know. Chelsea, for the last 10 years ago, the devil, it's a demonic thing, she started pulling her hair out from anxiety and fear. And for the last 10 years, she's been wearing a wig. And she shared with that with all of us in that room. Totally overwhelmed us. Fast forward to Thursday night, we're all worshiping, and I said for 30 minutes, just close your eyes. You know, don't think about anything around you. Just close your eyes. Well, Chelsea, she took off her wig in that time of worship. And And right away, I knew that was releasing the demonic gateway. It was releasing the demonic hold on her life in that area. She was giving Jesus free reign to take over. I looked over, and I saw people praying over her, and I saw someone kiss her head. And it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It was, yes.
Jake said close your eyes for 30 minutes and just you and the Lord. And I separated myself from the group a little bit, and I just said, okay, like, I want this breakthrough. And I fought with it for a long time. And I kept putting my hand there and I kept putting it down. And I was like, no, I can't do this. And then I was like, no, I can't let Satan do this. I'm 10 years too long. And I took it off, and the Lord said, just drop it. And I just dropped it. And I just fell to my knees and was just sobbing. And I don't remember what was going on, but there was a song. I'm not going to sing it, but I'll just read the words. Everyone else was singing the song, and I was just like, my whole life is yours. I give it all. Surrender to your name. And forever I will say, have your way. And I just kept singing that over and over. And it was just like, I just could feel him all over me. It was almost like he was just brushing my hair, even though I didn't have any hair. It was just like he was just brushing it. And I was just like overwhelmed. And Logan came up to me and was just hugging me and just kissing my head. And it just, I could just feel the presence just all over me, and I was just overwhelmed with his love, because I didn't even, it was like, you love me, and it was like for the first time I knew what it felt like to be loved, and he kept saying, you're so beautiful, and I just lost it, because I was like, God, like, I was just like overwhelmed with everything he was showing me, I just couldn't handle it. And then Nathan came and prayed with me, and he's like, this is a choice you have. You can go back to the way you were, or you can continue to go forward. And I was like, I'm going forward. I'm gonna continue. I had my wig off, and I was just like hanging out with around the house with like everybody, just praising the Lord and just like worshiping. It was so good. And then last night, I've been on anxiety medicine for the past year and a half, almost 2 years, and for the first time last night, I didn't take it, and and I'm at total peace. And yeah, so God is so good, and this was, I didn't want to go to this camp, but now I see why he had me go, and I would go for another 2 weeks. So good.
Thank you. That's overwhelming. When I saw someone kiss her head with that, right away I was overwhelmed with the idea that God would kiss the place of shame. Yeah. Like, that's what hit my head right away. And that was such a God moment that I always remember it in my mind, because, you know, we hide our shame, but God wants to kiss it. He wants to love that place of shame. Oh, it's so good. I can't handle it. It's like the most amazing thing ever. Oh. Oh, my goodness, Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. God, we love you so much in this place, Father. We give you glory, Lord. We thank you for taking us out of darkness and bringing us into your marvelous light, Lord. Taking away our shame, God. Taking our guilt, Father, we enter boldly in your presence, God, and we say we are forgiven, we are clean, Lord, we are washed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, Lord. We love you in this place and we honor you, God. Bless you so much, Father. May you be glorified, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Patrick, why don't you come up, my friend? Who doesn't love Patrick, right? I mean, it's hard not to. So Patrick, my on fire friend, what has the Lord done in your life this week?
There's so many things that God did this week. Like there's things that I've just forgotten because, like, you know, my memory's just, I can't remember that many things. And like, just one of the big things was, like, you know, Jacob picked me as one of the people. Well, the Lord told Jacob to pick me as one of the people to teach, and I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna teach on. So I was like, all right, I'll teach on Samson tearing down the temple. And I was like, how does this relate to my life? And the Lord was like every single thing written in the Bible relates to you in some way. You know, there's some parable, there's some way. And then he showed me that Thursday night, like the night that, you know, Chelsea took off her wig, you know, like Jacob said, one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Like, I remember walking to the room and I looked at her and I was like, I didn't notice anything different. I was like, that's Chelsea, you know? And it was just so cool. And God was like, Patrick, like everything in the Bible means something to you. And that was one of the biggest things. And like, he just gave me peace. And like the entire week was just like Jake said, you know, Monday night, everyone had the breakthrough. So the rest of the week was just resting in his presence. And it was so good. Just, you know, like we did so much, but it was just like, I wasn't tired. I was just resting, you know? I wasn't like physically tired or spiritually tired, but it was just like, I'm calm. And there's so much peace throughout the house and so much joy. So like, that was what the Lord showed me, that like, you know, you can just have so much fun. Like all, you could just be in his presence all day. And it was so good. Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, bro. All right. All right, AJ. Why don't you come on up? Let's give AJ a big round of applause. So I've known you, AJ, for 5 days, but it feels a lot longer, doesn't it? We gave like a 20-second hug up back there, and I've known you for 5 days. So a little bit, but just story behind AJ before he shares is he just moved here with Randy and Deborah, which is his grandparents from New York, and right away that, you know, he comes off a plane, goes to Christian camp, amen, And he was, you were such a blessing, bro, to be there. Like, you gave a certain joy that was needed, you know? And you're a good fisherman, that's for sure. All right, so why don't you just share the things that you shared with us, you know, to pretend there's not 100 people in here. And just share what's on your heart and what the Lord is doing, man, you know? Because he's doing a lot. And share the difficult times and the good times, all right?
Well, before I came here, I denied the fact that Christ was real and had a really hard time with facing a lot of my addictions. And that was part of the reason I was coming out here, is to get away from all the bad things I've gone through and try to climb out of the black hole I've been in. And when my grandparents, it was the first night I got here, we're eating dinner, and my grandfather comes over and hands me a piece of paper. He said, hey, sign this. We're going to send you to camp. And he's like, he gave me the option. I was like, you know what? It's a fresh start, new beginning for me. Never done anything like that. So he gave me the option that to go, and that if I didn't like it within a day or two, I could call him and he'll come pick me up. Well, I stayed the whole week, and it was absolutely amazing. It opened up my eyes a lot, because about 4 years ago, one morning I gave my mom a hug and a kiss, and goodbye, and she was walking. She walked out the door. And my dad got a call saying she's in the hospital. And, you know, I didn't think anything of it. She just had maybe a back injury because she worked with mentally disabled people. She loved it. And she went to go reach over somebody, one of her clients, and the client grabbed onto her, squeezed too hard, and ended up pinching a nerve and doing something with one of the discs that now she can't feel one of her legs, and she can't walk too well, and she can't get out of the house too much. And my mom was a very active person. She never sat down. We'd watch a movie, and she'd make it through the first 5 minutes, and she'd get up and start cleaning. And she still faces it pretty bad. Till now, actually, I found out when I got back she was in the hospital again because she was in so much pain. She's out now, the only reason I found out is because my grandfather told me. My mom wasn't going to tell me because she knows I can't handle that stuff. And then I'd probably fly back to New York and want to be with her. But because of that, I had so much hatred towards him, and I blamed him, but my mom and dad would always tell me that God gave us free will, and that it wasn't his fault, and maybe that this happening prevented her from potentially maybe getting in a car accident and passing away, and I wouldn't have her. And it made me realize that it's not him, and it made me actually open up my eyes and let him back into my life. And actually, when we were, like Chelsea said, Jacob told us to close our eyes for 30 minutes in worship. And one of the songs, I was just thinking to myself, Lord, guide me and just tell me what you want me to do. And I actually heard to myself, I will guide you, just follow my voice. And I thought it was really cool because before this, I tell all you guys you're crazy. Like, and now, like, we used to go to church, and I'd always be like, I don't want to go, I don't want to do this. And when we went, I'd stare at the clock and just be like, when is it over? And now I can't wait to come. I can't wait. Like, so the camp was awesome. Like, it really opened up my eyes and gave me a whole better outlook at life.
Good job, dude.
Yeah. All right, let's pray over him. You know, we had like 4-hour worship sessions, so I could be here all night, but I'm like resting. All right. All right, let's pray over AJ. Let's agree. Lord, we thank you for your son, God. We thank you, Lord, for your patience with him, Lord. We thank you, God, that you're not holding a record of wrong, Lord. And God, I thank you, Father, that these addictions, Lord, that he once broken, you want to break them more, Lord. Lord, set him free, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for equipping him, Lord, to walk down that righteous road, Lord, that leads towards you, Jesus. Walk in all of your ways, Lord, and be led by your spirit and be led by your voice, God. We pray protection upon him right now in Jesus' name, God, and we ask, Father, that your will would be done in his life here on earth as it is in heaven, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thanks, bro. Thank you. All right. Who should be next? Yeah, I was thinking Bethany too. Bethany! So Bethany was one of the leaders at this camp, and so she had a whole different perspective and a lot more things to do. So Bethany, tell us about this week.
I know you want water. First I want to just talk to AJ. That's amazing they're going to move here. Like,
in the microphone.
Sorry. That just like blew my mind. I just wanted to weep because it's like you tasted it. Like, and you just want more. Like, that's so powerful. Okay, I guess I can breathe. Okay, anyways, that was just a little note. For me though, Oh, this week, I was really trying to press into the Lord, because I've been putting walls up around my heart from bitterness and unforgiveness. And, like, I've always felt his presence, but I haven't, like, felt his heart, if that makes sense. Like, I really wanted to feel him. So Thursday night during the worship, I was just praying, like, Lord, seriously, just soften my heart right now, God. Like, I want to feel you. I want to embrace you, God. And just that moment, that exact moment, I just wept. And I'm like, Lord, like, oh, like, you just, like, hey, Jake said, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I just felt your love, and I'm just like, whoa, like, I just want more and more. So, like, just for like 4 hours, we're just worshiping and praising him. It was just incredible. It was incredible. I don't even know what else to say. I'm just, yeah.
Amen. She said, she's like, I wanted more and more and more. You know, in the natural, when we eat food, we become hungry. But in the supernatural, when we eat food, we become more hungry. Right? I said it wrong, because when we eat, the natural we become full. But, well, yeah, I said it wrong. But in the supernatural, when we eat, we get more hungry. And Bethany's more hungry. Hallelujah. All right, thank you so much. Okay, we'll have like one or two more. So, Ivan, why don't you come up, my brother? So, Ivan had a very unique privilege, because he came, he's going into 10th grade, so he's at that age where he's like junior high group and strong tower group, where am I at, because it's summertime. So he went last week to the secret camp, and the Lord worked on his heart for the very first time. I was just like, wow, dude, you're just really changing day by day. And so we prayed about it, and we said, you know, come back again, because after the summer, he needs to start coming to Strong Tower because of his age. So he agreed to come again, so 2 weeks out in the wilderness with good food, though, good food. And so, you know, honestly, Ivan, I've been so blessed to spend 2 weeks with you. You were one of the people today when I was, like, away from it. I was like, man, I really miss Ivan, you know, and the Lord is just doing so much in this young man's heart. He's very intelligent. He's very gifted. But I love watching the Lord work. It's so beautiful to watch him move. God is so good. So, Ivan, what happened in your heart the last 2 weeks? And you can take it slow from the beginning or wherever you want, buddy.
I guess I'll start from the first week, because the first day we were there, I prayed, you know, I wanted to have an encounter with the Lord. And so we prayed for that, and then I eventually did, and it was during worship, or no, that was next week, but Jake wrote letters about us that, well, he from God, pretty much. He prayed, and he said, like, God told him what to write, and you know, he was reading it, and I softened my heart. God softened my heart, and when he started reading, I just started weeping, and I just couldn't hold it in, and I started crying out, because it just really touched me, and it just made me feel like I was really loved. Amen. And then that was that week. That was like the big thing for me, right? And this week with you guys, Strong Tower, I prayed the same thing. But the first day, we're like telling every, like, what was keeping us from, like, you know, like seeking God, and I just said video games in it, and it was just like, you see, like, you guys are laughing, right? I'm burning my Xbox. it was just like, they were just saying, like, how much of a waste of time it is, and my dad said the same thing forever, but, like, I never listened to him. And so did my mom, and I guess now I really don't like video games. So that was that. And then after that, you know, I prayed the same thing. I wanted another encounter. And I did get it Thursday night during worship. And, like, I just, you know, I prayed that I wanted to be overwhelmed by his love because, you know, it's just the best feeling. And I stood up during worship. I put my hands up. I was singing, like, just singing my heart out, right? And, you know, I just started crying so hard, and he was just showing me his love, you know, and it touches me every time. Just, it's so good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing is, he, like, I wanted to seek him, and I feel like he wanted to seek me at the same time. We met, like, right in the middle.
Hallelujah.
And we really, like, like, we had, like, it was, like, like an intimacy, like, you just, like, oof. Like, like, it was just me and him, and, like, the love, like, his love is overwhelming, like, his unconditional love, and it really touches me, man. Like, that's how I feel.
Yeah. All right. Well done. Thanks, bro. Thank you.
Amen. Awesome. Bethany, come here.
Oh, wow.
Come here, Kathy. Come here, beautiful one. It's my wife.
I'm having fun. I just want to keep going. I'm having fun. I want to keep going.
Yeah. Here, you can sit. Because we're going to pray. We're going to pray for our kids. Here, y'all have a seat. We're going to pray for you.
Oh, me have a seat. Oh.
Yeah. You too. Yeah. Bethany, I love what you were sharing about, Lord, I need you to soften my heart. You know, I think about in the scripture where it says that, you know, he takes our heart of stone and he gives us a heart of flesh. And, you know, sometimes we go through stuff where it's not really that we need a softened heart. Sometimes it's just a dry phase. We're going through a desert that God takes us through to create hunger for him. Mm-hmm. And that's necessary for our growth. But what you're hearing testimony tonight, so much not that, it's really more the world comes and lies to us, the enemy lies to us, and our hearts become callous and desensitized to him. And that happens to everyone at one point or another, but it takes the soldier who says, I'm pressing in, and I'm gonna call those things that are not as though they were. Right now I don't sense my heart is soft, but you tell me your word, I have faith that your word says it, and I'm standing on that we see the miraculous take place. And and I know some parents here have been really encouraged tonight. You know, I can just feel Erica over there, like, my son, you know, she's ready to burst over there, you know. I mean, I'm sitting in the back, and, like, you're pushing me with your energy over there. It's like, oh, my gosh. I don't sound like some new age or anything, but it was just, I could just sense her joy, you know. And I can tell you that's contagious. It really is. It's contagious. And it sets revival. It sets the tone for revival when God takes rocky hearts and turns them into soft flesh that's pliable. It's just contagious.
Yeah.
And I want to just give God the glory and praise. Something like Erica, you were thanking the Lord, you know, and I'm doing the same thing because I'm so grateful for all four of my kids, you know. We're actually going to be heading on a vacation here in 2 or 3 weeks, all of us together into the mountains of North Carolina and just all be together and have our worship service and devotions together as a family, and everybody's taking off, and it's going to be just awesome. And what's going to be so great is because everyone loves Jesus. Yeah, all my kids love the Lord, and I'm so grateful, and I just want to thank the Lord, you know, in your presence as well. I want to thank him for the work he's done in Jacob and Bethany because this is real, you know. I mean, sometimes we hear people talk at church and we go, oh yeah, what are they like in their home? Well, this is real. They really love Jesus. And he really is Lord of their lives. And every breath that they breathe is, Lord, I want to honor you. That's their life 24/7. And it wasn't always so with some of you, many of you know. And Bethany, she was a hellion, crazy person. And Jacob, borderline alcoholic. It was just, no, you can't share a story. This is my time. And clearly he's a preacher, right?
I asked.
And so. As a mom, I'm like, oh, yeah. But it just watching them go through that, and I was so powerless to rescue Jacob from his hard heart. I couldn't. Matter of fact, the more I tried, the more it just gave the enemy ammunition to justify his walls of defense. And the same with you, really. And just watching what God has done, and now that he's using you guys to go love people. When you hear an Ivan or AJ go, you know, I'm really not interested in going and being around spiritual stuff, which we remember what that was like, right? And then to hear them come, and you guys give them not religion, you know, not a bunch of rules, but you give them, you know, you bring the usher in the presence of the Lord.
Exactly.
And it's life-changing because you're operating out of something that's sincere and real. And I can just tell you as parents, we are just so overjoyed to not only see the personal intimacy they're having with God, with us. We get calls from them every day. It's like, wow, that's not supposed to happen when kids grow up. You don't hear from them anymore. But we hear from them more now than they were younger. And to see them being used for God. And so I want to give God the glory and praise. And I also want to pray for them because I know the enemy truly wants to attack them as the Lord is using them. And this is only the beginning. This is the tip of the iceberg. What God is going to do through Strong Tower Youth Ministry is just going to be, it already has been incredible. But it's just the beginning. And may God give them, I speak vision over them, that God will give them prophetic insight to know who to pour this anointing into to duplicate as Moses duplicated a Joshua. You know, may you duplicate. You know, Bethany, may you come along and just pour out that passion, that sincerity, and that no compromise attitude, no Lord, into another sister and duplicate that anointing and that leadership so we see not just addition but multiplication, not for the sake of reveal fellowship. We're not trying to build a kingdom on earth, but for the kingdom of heaven, that we would see that multiplication take place. And so I speak that life and that vision and that apostolic calling over you guys as you're just digging that trench for something that's greater than you can possibly imagine right now. You know, God's hand is moving here. This is not a religious thing. This is the hand of the Lord. And may we continue to align ourselves to what honors him and say, Jesus, you're head of Reveal, you're head of Strong Tower, you're our pastor. We just want to follow after what you want. And when we do that, we'll see the book of Acts continuing to be read and written here in our midst. Yeah. Can I get an amen on that?
Yeah.
Kathy, do you have anything you want to add, sweetie?
Well, I mean, you did great, but... I just wanted to encourage.
But I got something to share too.
What was on my heart was to encourage those that are in the midst of their children that are going through difficulties, that you have to really release them to the Lord and really trust the Lord that he loves them far much more than you do, even though that's hard to comprehend because we know we love our children so much. But it's by letting go, and then the Lord, through his Spirit, works on their lives. And so just have faith and trust and take one day at a time and just continue to look to him.
Yeah, amen. Well said. That's a good word. And also, I would add on to that, talk to somebody who understands. You know, I didn't do that with Jacob. In the middle of her prodigal season, I was about to wring her neck, so instead... I called Pastor David Nelms, who's a close friend of mine, and we would talk, and he would encourage me and speak life and hope and love over her instead of my anger that I was feeling because my pride was being wounded because I felt like a failure. It was more about me than it was her. It was ridiculous, right? But God exposed that, and I repented of it, and God gave me the faith to let go and trust, and it was through the accountability with someone who's been through it, and that helps a lot. It really does. So, but family, I hope you've been blessed tonight. Before we close in prayer, you know, again, if it's the first time here, usually we're diving into a Bible study tonight, which is a special thing we're doing, and because God's just always doing a new thing. Glory to glory. Amen. Yeah. Family, let's all stand together. Father, we just want to lift up to you, Jacob and Bethany. We thank you so much for the gift of love and leadership you've poured upon their lives. Lord, we want to thank you so much as well for just people like Eric and Pete, Lord, and just the other sisters, Candace and Allie and Katie, and just different people that are just pouring themselves into loving in your name. And Father, we pray your anointing be upon them. God, may they love with the love that you give. May they have the patience and the long suffering that comes from your heart, Father. May you protect them from every evil attack. We devote this strong tower and youth ministry, devote it to you for your glory. And we pray, Father God, we would continue to see your kingdom come and remove darkness. Father God, we pray this and we ask it in the name of Jesus. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Family, God bless you.